You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on November 26, 2025, and is titled, What If? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Anyhow, I'm glad y'all are here tonight. Every now and then we'll not do this on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. We've done that a couple of times. I've got to be gone for the next 2 weeks, and was gone last week, and I thought, you know what, there may be a few people want to gather up, but more than anything, I wanted to be here, so y'all are suffering because of my desires. So that's how that works. I just wanted to be here. I hadn't checked. Leonard asked me, he said, are we going to have music tonight? And I said, well, I don't know. I never know. We don't plan any of this stuff. It just either happens or it don't happen. But I got a little something to talk about tonight, and most of y'all kind of keep up along during the week. It's been quite a week here the last week, and we had the horse sale down there at Level Land, and it's pretty amazing how significant one person's decision can be in the big scheme of things. And I'm not going to elaborate on that tonight because there's a lot that went on that's nobody's business. But there's a lot that's going to go on. There's a lot that might not have went on. There's a lot of things. It was, I explained one morning that having that horse sale down there is a two-sided coin. When most of the people on Facebook had a one-sided view, it's a two-sided coin. You were a person who just wanted to put out some valid information for a minute, or you were a person who just wanted to inject yourself into a situation and make yourself out to be some type of something better than somebody else or whatever it is. Or you might just be a person who had found the need to cover your own hind end. That happens a lot too. And so Facebook is a great big highway that allows all of it. And so that conversation, and then when you got down to the cold hard facts, and you made your decisions off of that instead of your emotions, one thing I found out about Facebook, and I failed a little bit yesterday for a minute, I forgot that our battle's against the spiritual realm and not flesh and blood. And I got over in the wrong lane for a minute, but that's how that goes sometimes. If you're half-blood redneck, it'll happen. If you push that button long enough, somebody will make you perk up and get a hold. So anyhow, but through all that, if you're going to operate in wisdom, you can't rely on a system, and this is a great lesson for everybody. Again, we should have learned this already once, and we didn't. But to know what's really true, and the truth is generally a sentence about that long, and then the rest of that crap is just pages, volumes of words and things and people making themselves out to be intelligent or stirring up trouble. I mean, we had one girl in the middle of that horse sale that, and there's a lot to this, and I don't want to belabor it tonight because there's no need, but there had been a barrel race in there the week before. There was a girl who had had a horse stall there. She posted during our horse sale what stalls those horses were in and that they were tested positive. When we get done with the horse sale, she gives a update that they were not positive, but one horse was limping because he had an abscess in his foot. Now, there's some things that came to mind about abscessing somebody with a foot. But after a little investigation, she's what the Bible talks about. She's just a yapping windbag that wants to stir up trouble. You know, they got them around. You know, they're not hard to find. And they'll just yap around and stir up trouble. And anyhow, she didn't deal us any trouble. We didn't have any trouble. The one thing I did want to tell you about this before we pray and get into word a little bit was this weekend was probably the best thing ever happened to my family. Because we learned how to lock arms and fight together. We learned how God would put us all on the same page. We learned how prayerful consideration would bring all of you to the front lines together. We learned how to do it with grace. We learned how to do it with tenacity and perseverance, not driven by emotion, but wisdom. My God told me that no pestilence would befall me, period. So I talked to God, and then I talked to Texas Animal Health 3 times a day. Texas Animal Health to this day has never made a state line restriction, any extraordinary regulations in and out, no hindering of equine travel within our borders. There's been no state ordained shutdowns. None. So they finally posted one day a deal that said truth and myth. And truth, nobody had heard it. And the myth sounded just like Facebook. It's crazy. Just crazy how ignorant people can make each other. And so anyhow, we worked through all that. But it was a great weekend because I'm going to tell you something. You can stand up here and preach until the world looks level. And you can sit over and listen till the world looks level. But if you don't ever end up on the front lines of anything, it's all for nothing. You're just another person going to church. You're just another burger blesser. There's a good place to get it in there. That's my new phrase I learned this weekend. Don't be a burger blesser. You know who burger blessers are. They go to church every Sunday. 3 stanzas of this, 2 mites in the bucket, and they'll pray over their cheeseburger. They're crazy enough to pray over pizza and a Diet Coke. Do you know that stuff is poison? Your praying didn't change anything about it. Your praying didn't change anything about that pizza and Diet Coke. Nothing. No. If you didn't want that in you, you shouldn't have ordered it. They sell salad in the same place. Me, I'm doing pizza and Diet Coke and taking my chances. But I'm, you know what I mean? We'll pray over dinner, and half of you or 2/3 will pray because you want to make sure everybody around you knows you're a Christian. Or it's what you've been expected to do since you was a little kid. But you wouldn't have any idea about standing at the gate flat-footed until pestilence and disease and the things that come from evil and in a corrupt world and just stand there flat-footed and said, you're not allowed in here. It works. That works. You will not change the amount of grease on a pizza. You asked for it. You asked for it. That, stand right there, the word says. The word says multiple times, Deuteronomy, Psalm 91, pick a spot. So they found me riding my horse up and down them alleys. I prayed over every horse. I called Lawrence, my gate man. I called him 2 days ahead of time. Said, hey, I need you to do me a favor. I want you to pray over every horse that comes in and out. In the name of Jesus, if they touch this ground, it's holy ground. I've rented the whole thing for the weekend. It is now mine. till Monday. And I expect God to be exactly who he is where we're standing. That's how you do that. It's more than being a burger blesser. And I think we ought to challenge ourselves in that. And so, Robin, she said, you're not really going to say that, are you? What do y'all think? Yeah, I mean, huh? I doubt it. She's cooking. But you know what I mean? It's so easy to play the routine. But what about actually stepping in the middle of it? And not everybody's going to do this, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Not everybody's going to find yourself in a situation where you're the one guy that's going to make this decision. You got to be the one guy without a glass chin. Got to be a one guy who doesn't sleep for 3 days hoping you made the right choice or you're making it as everything changed by the hour. It's a great test, great test. Mine wasn't nothing. It was just a horse sailing and a few dead horses around the country. I'm thinking tonight we're going to talk about some guys like the first pilgrims that landed here, or guys like George Washington, different ones, who never found themselves plagued by the what-ifs. That's the title tonight, What If? What If? So we're going to talk about all that, and it's been a great lesson. We've learned a lot. I'll tell you one thing I told my bunch Monday. I said, I know one thing. If the devil got up this morning thinking he was going to come to our house, I'll bet you $100 he changed his mind. We just ain't got time for today. We've had a long weekend. You'd be better off. You'll do yourself a favor if you'll just stand back for a minute, because we're all on the same page. Look at them nodding their head. We're all on the same page. Yeah, we ain't churchy no more. We're believers. And our God is so faithful. He's been 2 jumps ahead of me the whole time. I mean, it's been amazing to watch. And so, anyhow, let's pray and we'll get in a little word here. Lord, I just want to thank you today for, you know, Jesus, we've talked so much about how thankful I am for the way you provide, the way you just move and make a way and make a path or fight off our enemies, all the different things that you do, Jesus, on our behalf because of the covenant we have. So, Lord, we continue to stand on your promise of family, a place to dwell in generations to come. Promise that says, though 1,000 fall at my one side and 10,000 at my right hand, that I too will stand. So, Lord, I'm just very thankful today. And we continue to have a situation in our equine industry, Lord, where we need your help. We need your assistance. But more than anything, Lord, we need the courage to move forward. The courage to move forward. The courage to claim our freedom. A God-given right of freedom to choose. So, Lord, today we just love you. Thank you. Thanksgiving, Lord, this is a time to remember and be thankful. Lord, you're listening to one right now who's got a very thankful heart. And I just love you, Jesus, and give you all the glory, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, I just wanted to talk a little bit right quick tonight, and I don't want to hold everybody up too long tonight. We all got stuff to go do. But I think the little word tonight's relevant. And I think if you listen to it tonight, you'll get something that you can take with you. You might find something you've been battling with for a long time and just didn't know it. And tonight you may get figured out. But there was a couple of days ago, there's a buddy of mine does a little radio deal, and he called and wanted to talk about the horse sale a little bit. So we did a little deal, and he said, it's Thanksgiving. Can you tell me what you're thankful for? And I said, well, first thing comes to mind is this amazing support system that surrounds me. It's called my family. And I said, I'm very thankful for them. And, you know, just to brag on them a little bit, you know, we had a lot of horses pull out and people didn't want to come. And yet we host an event. So there was a fraternity and there was a demonstration that I had rearranged that went really, really well. I was so tickled that went right and excited about the future with it. But some of my guys that were supposed to bring horses and come help us couldn't be there because they didn't want to compromise what they had going on in the weeks to come. And so not only did my wife and my two daughters became veterinary assistants out there in the cold for two nights. I mean, we had to do everything to make it happen. But them guys, the two of them anyhow, man alive, whatever I needed done in that arena, we got down to the fraternity and there was no help horses there. They didn't bring them. And I mean, they jumped in, had their two cousins there helping out, and they just jumped in and did. And I had a small accident of my own, had to leave for a minute. And man, they had cattle sorted and loaded on trucks and banners. I mean, it was just amazing how everybody just stepped up to the plate. So I was very thankful for my support system. And then I told him, and I think this caught him off guard a little bit. And I said, but most of all, I'm thankful for an open heaven. And there's two of them guys on the other side of that telephone, and you could tell it got real quiet. And I said, now look, I'm not getting weird on you. I'm just telling you. I'm thankful that I can talk to the creator of the universe, and he talks back. And if you don't know that, you can't be thankful for that. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Know it more now than I've ever known it in my life. And I was thankful. And then I woke up the next morning and I thought, you know what? I'm also thankful for those who went before us who did not fall prey to what if. The what if. Do you know, you do know, there is some wisdom in that a little bit every now and then. The Bible really says to weigh the cost. It doesn't say to weigh the consequence. Nobody knows how this turns out. Nobody. Any situation in your life, heart attacks, cancer, marrying an idiot, you don't know how this turns out. I mean, Robin did it, and hers got all right. I mean, so you don't know but when you're going to decide something, does the what if create courage? Or does the what if create doubt? Which one you think? Yeah, what if? And so we dealt with a lot of what if. What if? And, you know, it even when I got home this week and I was my little injury and Robin, she was pretty well schooling me around there about how my protocols were going to go. Well, I'm going to Las Vegas rope. Same time Dustin and a bunch of them, we're all going week after next. But I got to leave for Fort Worth this week for 8 days, so I'm not going to get any extra time in here to whatever preparations I'm going to make got to happen right now. So anyhow, I was being told what day I was going to get to start roping. Well, I surprised her with that one. I was ready. I was ready earlier than she anticipated. Yeah, well, my boys helped me. They said, "Dad, Papa, I think you're good. You should run one." And I did. I'm going down the arena just like this, and she drives in the cotton pick, and I thought she was gone. We all did. We all thought she was gone, and she come driving in, and she took it well. But, you know, yeah. You boys ain't allowed to get on the microphone tonight. You just stay put. we kind of stick together pretty good. But even then, well, what if? What if a stitch comes out? What if? I mean, I'm tired of what if. I'm going to do this. I'm guaranteed today. I ain't guaranteed tomorrow. And if I'll waste all day today wondering about what if tomorrow, man alive, that just looks like idiocy to me. That's just a waste of time, man. Standing around, waste a whole 24 hours worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, for crying out loud. What if? What if? Well, I got a what if for you. What if God really told me that he was with me? What if about that one? Because you didn't hear it. I heard it. So let me worry about my own what ifs. Yeah, that's how I fell off in the flesh yesterday. There was a guy what ifing me on my side of the fence a little bit. And I had to help him get back on his own side of the fence. And didn't work very good. I think we both got tangled up in the fence, but didn't go good. But, and I you know, that's, I've repented of that a little bit. I didn't get ugly, just so you know. I didn't get ugly. I just stern. But anyhow, still didn't work. But the what ifs. So when this whole week I've used the book of Joshua to guide me through my decisions and where I'm headed and what I'm doing. And it's such a great book because it's all tangled up in Passover. It's all tangled up in the promise. It talks about, you know, but it's the fulfillment of what happened in Numbers 13, where they sent 10 spies or 12 spies over to check it out. And 10 of them come back and do what if? Well, you know, there's so many of them, and the mites, they're everywhere, you know. We got Canaanites and Midianites and termites, and they're everywhere. What if? What if we're outnumbered? What if we get whipped? Who cares? Are you going or not? And then Joshua and Caleb stand up and said, hey, God said. So I don't care if there's Amalek over. I don't care if there's giants over. I don't care if they've been cage fighting. I don't care. God said. So cover me, Dano. I'm going in. We're going. And so then you get to Joshua 1, and he says, be of courage now. Don't be afraid. God has given you this. Everywhere you place your foot, he has given this to you. We've been through all this. We did all this in 2020. We've already done this. Did people not learn anything? How many of y'all want the United States government or your state government or your county government? I want you to pick one person in our county government that you would like to have life counseling from daily. Pick one. That you want them governing your life, telling you the rules. No, shut up and stay out of my life. I'm good. And I don't want to do the what ifs. And so we're going to make our own choices because God said, God said, what do I have to fear on the other side of this? What do I have to fear in the next step? A lot of conversation, just like in COVID. We stood around here and talked about it. COVID, whatever, people died from whatever that is and however that works, I get it. They're dying from the vaccine every day, too. I get that one. Dr. Fauci, I proclaimed he was an idiot the first time I heard him. I said it right over the microphone. Fauci's an idiot. Guess what? Wisdom's proved right by our actions. Look, the whole world now knows he's an idiot. He's a tool of the other team. So I'm making a point here. The what ifs cause you to shrink back and fear. And well, what if? I've watched people do it in their own sickness and disease. What if? I don't know if God will heal you instantly and miraculously. I'll pray for you and we'll believe for whatever. If we hear from God, we'll tell you. What are you going to do? What's your pathway? What have you chosen? And be careful, because I remember 8 years ago when I had my little old thingamajig. Man alive, I had people mad at me because I didn't have enough faith not to take chemotherapy. Boxes of books I never read on how to eat. I already know how to eat. Cannot tell by looking.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.